listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter in the newsroom. A Queensland brain trauma specialist says concussions in sport need to be taken more seriously as they're often being dismissed by players. Mark Newman is a clinical rehab consultant and says there's many myths around concussions. One of the biggest misconceptions is that they aren't always caused by head knocks.
People who are experiencing headaches, slow to get up, or just generally have issues with balance or memory, but had no head knock, so to speak. And so the perception is then that it couldn't be concussion, which in actual fact is wrong.
Rugby codes have the third highest rate of hospitalisations of ball sports in Australia, according to government data, and almost a quarter of those hospitalisations relate to the head and neck. Mark Newman says many players often dismiss concussions because symptoms aren't always immediate.
Usually there's this secondary stage to concussion, and that's where people again begin to feel unwell, headachy, sometimes nauseous or vomiting, and that can be 2, 3, 4 days later.
More than 52,000 people were hospitalised with sporting injuries during the latest reporting period prior to COVID. That number is on the decline though.